asking for some neighborly help.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Mediterranean nation of Greece today said it'll sell bonds to help rid itself of massive debt. It's urging Germany and other European Union partners to help send a message of confidence. Meantime, the Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, heads to Berlin tomorrow to ask for an EU rescue. That meeting is there because Germany will likely have a final say on any bailout. As Christopher Worth reports, the signs aren't looking good.
The Greek government yesterday laid out cutbacks in tax hikes worth up to $6.5 billion. Government workers could even lose their Easter bonuses. The Greeks hope the cuts convince Germany and others that the country's staggering debt load can be reduced. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel sounds less than sold on the plan. She has said the meeting tomorrow won't focus on any bailout. Simon Tilford of the Center for European Reform says the rhetoric is heating up.
Well, domestically, the Germans feel that they have spent years reforming, cutting social entitlements, making sacrifices, and that the Greeks have not, and that why should they provide support to a country which the Germans consider is the architect of its own problems.
He says Germany may instead push for the International Monetary Fund to lead any Greek rescue. Some German lawmakers have another idea. They've suggested Greece sell off a few of its picturesque islands to pay off some of the debt. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
As investors keep an eye on Greece and its debt, European shares are lower right now. Markets in London, Frankfurt, and Paris are off by a quarter of a percent or less. Asian markets closed down today. Chinese shares were lower by nearly 2.5%. The Nikkei and Hang Seng each lost more than a percent. On Wall Street yesterday, not much movement once again. After the Fed said economic gains over the last year have been, their word, modest, markets ended the day basically flat. The Dow lost about 9 points to close at 10,396. Well, Facebook is still a private company, but with 400 million users and a value of more than $11 billion, political lobbyists are keen on its worth as well. As Brett Neely reports, all sorts of political tactics are creeping into the social media sensation.
Dan Porter runs OMG Pop, a game provider on social networks like Facebook. The games are free, but players can pay companies like his real money for virtual currency to reach the next level. A few months ago, Porter was looking online for ads that could link to his games. That's when he came across a deal offering Facebook users free virtual currency if they wrote a letter to Congress.
And that was saying, wow, all I needed to do to get my currency in the game was to send an email to my congressman or my senator telling them that I wanted to get health insurance, quote unquote, right.
Porter saw the sponsor was the Get Health Reform Right Coalition, which is backed by Blue Cross Blue Shield insurers. The online news site Talking Points Memo reported the coalition hired a D.C. company called 720 Strategies for a letter-writing campaign. In a statement, the coalition said the ads were unauthorized, and their advertisers don't offer anything of value in exchange for letters. The president of 720 Strategies is Pam Fielding. She says her company never pays for letters.
There's nothing more important in the work we do than ensuring that a message sent to a lawmaker is viewed for what it is, and that is a genuine message of concern from a real constituent in a real district.
But Talking Points Memo says 720 Strategies subcontracted ads for the letter-writing campaign to an online marketer. That firm, Web Clients Affiliate Network, didn't return calls. Game company owner Dan Porter says he often sees these kinds of subcontractors promote ad campaigns by offering consumers freebies to maximize clicks.
Actually, kind of almost like the financial system. You know how you take this mortgage and it's chopped up so many times and it ends up so far down the line that some investment guy in Austria doesn't understand that he's actually holding South Florida mortgages. It's a little bit the same thing.
With midterm elections coming, don't be surprised if you see more offers like this on sites like Facebook. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with more than 30,000 local independent agents. Information available at Progressive.com.
President Obama has sent Congress proposed legislation that's designed to rein in big banks. It would ban them from making risky trades, among other things. And Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us from our Washington studio. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So this legislation, what would it keep banks from doing?
Well, Steve, they wouldn't be able to make investments in hedge funds or private equity funds. Also, they couldn't make trades on their own behalf, and that's called proprietary trading. The administration says that kind of trading can cause a conflict of interest that would hurt the bank's customers. This proposed legislation is named after Paul Volcker. It's informally called the Volcker Rule. Volcker is a former chairman of the Federal Reserve, and he's been pushing these ideas as a way to cut down on risk-taking by banks and avoid another financial crisis.
And Nancy, how would the Volcker Rule affect banks?
Well, the banks don't like it. They say risk-taking could be reduced in other ways. They also say banks might just decide to leave the U.S. for other countries with fewer rules.
So if the banks don't like it, then is it likely to get the thumbs up from Congress?
Well, it's getting a pretty cool reception so far. Senator Chris Dodd, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, says the White House plan is just a political ploy.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reporting from Washington. And finally, the group Consumers for Financial Reform produced this video for the website funnyordie.com. It features former Saturday Night Live presidential impersonators urging President Obama to pass financial regulation. Even Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford, Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase got into the act.
The only way to stop these corrupt banks and credit card companies is to pardon Richard Nixon.
He means you got to get that Consumer Protection Act through Congress.
Jimmy Carter? You're dead.
But funny, some of the real-life presidents are partly responsible for undoing financial regs, which led to the bank crisis in the first place. Comedy? No, irony. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.